Welcome to Succeed Intentionally with your host, Success Coach Mo Davis. I'm excited for what you're about to learn in this particular podcast. And I can't say it's my favorite because all of them are pretty much my favorite, but I guarantee you'll find something that you're missing in this one. All right, enjoy. Hi guys, and welcome to my third episode. Thank you so much guys for hanging in there for the retweets and the reposts and the reviews on Apple Podcasts. Those actually touch my heart more than you can even imagine. So again, welcome to Succeed Intentionally with Monique Davis. I am Monique Davis and I am your success coach. And if you are just now tuning in to this podcast, you missed a couple of really great podcasts that I will basically claim as my foundation. The previous podcast was, of course, a welcome into succeeding intentionally and exactly what that means to me. And then after that, I began to dissect my life and discover seven powers of intentional success, and they all have actions. And so the last episode, you guys, we shared the first power, which is self-care, self-success. And just we talked about how it's not about self-promotion, but it's truly about self-care. And really, really assessing yourself so that you can keep it real with yourself and know what you need to do to take it to the next level in success. And so with that being said, I guess we can kind of segue into this podcast, which would be the second power of intentional success. And to me, that second power would be home. So the second power is home success. And I touched a little bit on home success previously in the absolute first podcast that we've ever done. And in that, I learned so much about myself. And that podcast is called Success in a Dirty Pot. And I won't go through the whole spiel because we're going to dedicate this one to, of course, home success. But definitely, definitely listen into the very first podcast that I ever did and you'll enjoy it. But before I go further, I just wanted to definitely say thank you again to those individuals who listened to the second the second episode that I ever did, because I was having so many issues. This was last week, and I was getting over the flu. Everyone in my house, first of all, had the flu. Every single person in my home, okay? So if I sound a little different, I'm still getting over it. I have a nice drink next to me that'll help me kind of keep my throat moist, because in the last podcast I was listening and I was like, I was doing that like crazy. And I was saying to myself, oh my goodness, I've already hit the play button. I mean, you know, I've already pushed out to all of the outlets. It's in distribution mode. I can't take it back. But the other piece of it is, you know what? That's life. Sometimes you don't get do-overs, right? Sometimes people just have to see it for what it is. I was extremely coming down with something, extremely not myself, and it was just all over the podcast. I could just see it afterwards. I didn't even take the time to listen to it. That's how out of it I was. I was working on very few hours of sleep. So this podcast, even though I sound a little stuffy, I'm so much better, I promise you. And there will be no dry mouth moments, hopefully. And if there are, we'll push through them, because one part of being intentional is being consistent. And so rain, sleet, or snow, you guys are going to hear from me every single Thursday. Isn't that great? All right. So, okay, we're going to dive into the second power of success, being intentional success, which for me, again, is home. Now, everyone says that whole saying, you know, home is where the heart is, cleanliness is next to godliness and all of those things. But many people don't really understand that it's also next to success in your business, in your relationships, in your marriage life, in your family life. All of these things kind of surround, I would say, your home success. So I wanted to break down some things as it relates to cleaning and just making your space your space. And I'll tell you a story. excuse me. See, there goes that throat again. I'm going to pause for the cause. Okay, that feels better. So, as I was saying, one of the big, big areas of my life was always making the time to clean up. So, I would clean up after myself. I would do certain things that I needed to do around my home that were like necessity. But at some times and some points, I would kind of let things clutter about. Like if there was mail, especially mail, there would be, and I tell this story in my first episode, my first podcast episode, I tell the story about finding the money in the mail. And I wasn't expecting it, but I was just desiring to be intentional with my actions to clear my space, to clear my home. And the first part of clearing your space or clearing your home is, to me, always decluttering. Any places that hide clutter. If you see clutter while you're trying to think about things, or if you see clutter when you're trying to have like this brainstorm, a mastermind, if you will, with yourself, and all you keep seeing is clutter, I just feel like subconsciously you're going to be thinking about clutter. You're going to be cluttered in your mind. You're going to be cluttered in your thoughts. It's going to be hard to stay focused. So the first and foremost thing that I would say that helped me out was decluttering. And so, not to beat a dead horse, but when I started decluttering my home, I found checks for almost $400. And at the time, I was so financially challenged, I'll say that. I just left my good old, Delta job. And I was entrepreneur. I was just 100% an entrepreneur, which means just every single piece of money that came into my pocket was solely from my business. Having that thought process, $400 was like $4,000 to me. So for me to declutter a certain space in my home and find $400, that in itself is like an aha moment. That's like the universe, that's like our creator telling me there's jewels, there's treasures, there's reward in home success, right? So first things first, declutter. You never know what you could find. You never know what it can do to a room. Again, especially in your home space. If you have a space, then I say home space, I mean a space where you work, your home office. If you have a home office and there's clutter there, I cannot understand how you could possibly have new, innovative, clear, focused, laser-focused ideas with stuff everywhere. So that's the first step to setting up your home for success, okay? Secondly, clean. You know, it's amazing what can happen when we clean. And I don't mean just like cleaning the regular stuff that's necessary, like the dishes or, you know, behind yourself and things like that. But what I mean is that old school, get out the duster, vacuum, scrub-a-dub-dub those baseboards, clean the walls. I was in here the other day even cleaning the light fixture, like the light switch for the light fixtures, cleaning that. Like, those things matter. Everything should be physically clean, and it helps also with germs, of course. But when you smell that physically, if you physically can smell, like if you can smell it, if it's tangible, the cleanliness is tangible, that can help with your day. That can help make you feel more positive about your environment. Just cleaning in general. After I do a really good broom and sweep up, oh my goodness, like I feel so good because my floor, I have hardwood floors, and so it's so easy for dust and all types of stuff to kind of like, you know, get on the floor everywhere. And so cleaning and dusting and vacuuming and sweeping, it just helps with the whole aesthetic of your home, right? So those are the first couple of things. Again, when your home is cluttered, your mind is cluttered, your business is cluttered. When your home is not clean, it doesn't bring about a clean feel, an area that is approachable, you know, for you to move around and do great things in, right? If you can still smell your garbage, and you know you have dishes in the sink and all that stuff, like I've made it a habit when I go to sleep at night, I have to make sure there's no dishes in the sink. Now, while I was sick, I will admit I did leave like a spoon, and I think it was like one of my sick mugs where I had like tea and I think it was hot tea and something else I left in the sink. But if you're not sick, you have no excuses. You have to make those times because you have to make time for those things because home is where the heart is. And my husband, when he would encourage our son to clean up, he would always say, like, look around you. He would take him into his room and he'd say, look around you. If your area is chaotic, then so is your life. And when he said that, I knew it was like him trying to encourage our son to do better. But at the same time, it was like a dig at me. And he didn't even know he was giving me the dig, but it was like I was seeing myself and seeing why I had been so stagnant and why I had been so stuck in certain areas of my life many years ago when he initially said this. And I never quite put those two together. Like, I never put the fact that, you know, I take off my clothes, I put it on the chair, and then I walk away. And I put my shoes where I want to put my shoes because I know where my shoes are, and then I leave. But then when it's time for me to think or strategize or be innovative or do something that requires this good old noggin, I couldn't think straight. And it was because of my space. It was because of my home office, my area. It just wasn't conducive to winning, to succeeding, right? So those are the first couple of things. After you clean, you got the vacuum going, you got the scrub-a-dub-dub on the baseboards and the light switches. I know you're like, that's so extra, but I'm telling you, it really, really works. I'm telling you, just try it one day. So after you've done all of those things, I want you to, if you haven't already, set aside a space or a room that has a purpose. So for example, let's say you're a person who is, you work a 9-to-5, but you also are toying or, you know, going back and forth with the idea of entrepreneurship. Well, first step is to have your own space for that business. You should have some form of a table, desk, something, chair, I don't care, an area. It could be a beanie bag, but just an area that you've created that has a purpose for home office work, whatever it is that you're going to be doing. I say that because this, you have to understand that being intentional is not just something that you can see or others can see. God sees it. So when you make your purpose clear, it's like you're putting it out into the atmosphere. You're affirming the purpose of your room. You're affirming that this is where you're going to make money and this room is going to produce money. And when you decorate it and when you put everything together for it, that's what happens. I'll tell you a story really quickly. So when I started to set up, so I've always had a home office, but it was never like decorated. I never had it decorated to a point where it was like, ooh, yeah, I could sit here and work all day. I always had just enough, just the bare necessities. So Wi-Fi, check, computer, check, pen and pad, check. Okay, so that's my office. That's it. And so I would notice as an entrepreneur, I would only get just enough clients. I would only get just enough hits on my website. Everything was just enough. But when I said to myself, you know what? I'm going to decorate my whole office area. I'm going to make it feel the way that it should feel. And when I have those meetings, because again, you guys, for those who don't know and you're new to this podcast, as a success coach, I get the opportunity and the honor to serve so many different people around the world by just sitting at my home sometimes. I do a lot of video to video sessions and video conferences with small business owners and high-level executives on strategies on success for their portfolio or for their brand, etc. And it's funny because I can remember a time where I was helping or coaching this gentleman, and he was from Italy, and he's this Italian, you know, high-level Italian gentleman in the financial arena, and he's seeking my advice. He's asking me questions, and I think he asked, is everything okay in the background? Because my laptop was not on a desk. It was like kind of like on this little, it's something that I just kind of rigged up and put it on my lap, and my background was fine because I was in my living room area. But it was just so unprofessional. Like, this guy was paying me top dollar, right, to do this success coaching session. And I was giving him all the information that he needed. He was very impressed by my knowledge skill set. However, my background was just so shady because it was all over the place. My laptop was like leaning to the side. It was just so much going on because I didn't put myself in a room that had a purpose for my business. So I really took mobile office to the next level. So moving on, I digressed a little bit. So going back to the story. So that's the reason why I wanted my home office area to be kind of decked out a little bit, you know, not too much, but not so bland, and definitely more steady and stable and reliable. And so I bought a desk. I bought printer materials and tools, because I had a printer and I never even bought the ink that goes for it. Like, I just didn't even really use it much because I live in this, you know, electronic era, right? Everything is digital. But I bought a printer. I got, you know, background drop for my background. I bought a bookshelf where I put all my nice books up, and I brought different pencils and stationery things that kind of have the same color scheme going on. I love this little Tiffany bluish, tealish color. And I just really put a really strong effort. And then I began to pray over the area and just believing that this was the area where I was supposed to make money. Okay, fast forward. I kid you not. As soon as I did that, I started to get booked like crazy. Book, doing client after client after client. And I remember even being asked to do this college interview series for this lady out in California. And she was this high profile lady, and the series is called Winning After College. And I was her guest speaker. And we did everything virtual, and she was so impressed by my background. And she's like, oh my goodness, your background makes my background look horrible. But see, I didn't do it for that. Of course not. I didn't do it to make anyone else feel bad about their background. But I did it in order for me to feel good about my background and inviting others into my area so that they feel good about hiring me, or they feel good about utilizing me as their expert or their guest speaker, right? And so when she said that, it made me feel even better about my decision on being intentional about my office space. Now, it doesn't just stop at the office space. Okay, I want you to think about multiple areas, different areas in your space. So for instance, for me, I also have a prayer closet, and it happens to actually be in my closet, but you don't have to have a prayer closet in your closet. You could have a prayer space or a prayer area, or, you know, whatever. You could have a multi-purpose room. If your room is small, if your house is small, you can make it a prayer / home office. I mean, it's totally up to you. But as long as you make a purpose, make the purpose completely clear. Meaning, when I walk into my office, into my closet area where the prayer area is, I can't help but pray. I look at the names on the wall, I touch the wall, I pray. I can't help but pray when I walk past there, even if I'm not stopping to pray and laying down and praying on my knees. But if I'm in that presence, I have to pray. I have to say a prayer to God, pray over the people whose names I even glance at, right? Because that's the purpose of that particular area in my closet. So I want you to think about those areas in your house that are cluttered or currently don't have any, I don't want to say purpose, but yeah, I guess I could say purpose, that you don't know the intention of the room. Go ahead and make that intention clear. Go ahead and do a different layout if you have to. Every 6 months, I promise you, I change the way my living room is set up. My husband is always like, what is she doing now? And he loves it. But I always change it around depending on how I feel, you know? And I always want everything in my living room area to serve a purpose. You know, I have a coffee table, then I have an end table, and then I have this really pretty gold table that is only for my really pretty glittery gold, rhinestone-y lamp that my girlfriend, who's a designer, who she got that for me as a present. And that's the purpose that it serves. It sits on that. So you have to find purpose in the furniture that's in your area. You have to find purpose in the room, purpose in how you form your furniture, because that will reflect you, how you feel. If your dining room is not welcoming, or if it's very uncomfortable for people to pull out the chair in order for them to sit down, like, is that really a dining area, or is that just a really nice area that you're calling a dining room area for just because that's, you know, where you have a table, but you guys really eat in like the living room area, or you guys really eat in another area, right? You have to be intentional, okay? The other piece of it is adding life into your home. Everyone is not a plant lover. Okay, so I'm not going to go there and say every person in life needs a plant in order for their home to be successful. But I will say this, I'm in such awe of plants and any type of greenery, anything that lives and is able to grow. I just, when I think about success, right, I think about growth. You guys understand where I'm going with this? When I think about success, I think about it starting with a small idea, a small seed, right? And then over time, with consistency, it develops. When you nourish it, even when you speak to a plant, it grows, right? And when you speak to that business, when you're intentional about that business, when you give that business purpose, right? When you're really going all in with your effort for your business, you can make it grow as well. That's the success. That's where it comes from. So it's the same for me with plants, like live plants, even those plants that are not live, but they look live, like they look like they're real plants. Excuse me, there goes that throat moment again. Bear with me. But yes, excuse me. Yes, I believe that plants help with the home success, right? When you make time to put plants in your home or in the kitchen area or any area that you want to just have it thriving or have it more alive, a plant could go there. You know, I love my Christmas tree so much that I normally let it stay up for months and months and months. I'm pretty sure that the neighbors don't like it if they, you know, see it blinging in the window, but I absolutely love the look and the smell of a tree. Okay, I'd love the look and the smell of greenery in the home. It does something to the house. It really, really does. And so when you think about things, just again, in an intentional perspective, green, life, you know, plants living, growing, your success in your home, living, growing. It's just kind of, it's that equation there that I believe makes for a successful home intentionally. So that's my thought process. Those are my thoughts. I'm pretty sure that you guys have way more thoughts than me on this subject, because anyone who knows me knows that I do not do decor very well. Again, my girlfriend, who is a designer, she actually designed my home and gives me any tips that I need, which she would absolutely say, put a little color in your in your home to make sure that it feels like you, it doesn't feel dull. Now, you may be a very conservative person. You may only like those grays and whites and blacks, and that may just be your thing. But if you're looking to be creative, you don't have to be an artist to be creative, right? A lot of CEOs can be creative. They can be business oriented, but their inspiration can come from color, you know, drawings, sculptures. I'm thinking of things as I didn't have this written down, but all sorts of ways that you can decorate your home. Pictures, like I said, paintings, abstract images, anything that you can think of that says a little bit more about you, I think could be an amazing way to have success in your home. Last but not least, I believe your family. Home success involves family, and that means everyone sitting at the table and having time to have a conversation about their day, about how school went, about what's challenging them, about the good things they like about each other, you know, what's happening in their world, whatever the case may be. Now, that's an area where sometimes I'm like, okay, I just want to wolf this food down and go back into my home office so I can do my work. But my husband is like, as you guys can see, he's like the more level-headed one of us. So he'll be like, no, let's sit down. Let's make sure we see what's going on in each other's lives. I know it's early. I know this is your work day, but XYZ, you know, this is what's happening. And so with him creating that success habit with me, that success mindset of our home, I started to do it. And now my son does it. Now, you know, my little Zoe, my little daughter, she does it on accident. She doesn't even do it on purpose. She just, as soon as she sees people in the kitchen cooking, she just gets her little seat. She sits at her table and she patiently waits for the food to come be served, you know, at her. And then she also wants to come on to the big table and talk with us and join our conversation. But I think that there's so much success when we include our family. There's so much success when we balance our lives at home. You know, I think about, oh my goodness, I think about even where my husband and I are at now. This is crazy because my daughter is 2 years old and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, we've had this schedule set and it's been working really well. But we take turns until she's able to go to daycare. She's not quite old enough yet for us to let her loose to the daycare, the daycare life. We're not quite ready yet, but we do school, we do exercises, we do Bible stories, we do all that good stuff amongst each other, but we have turns so we don't feel overwhelmed, right? And so he has certain days and I have certain days. And to me, that was a balance that I needed because initially, I was thinking, okay, well, maybe since I'm not working at a regular job and I'm doing my business, you know, owning my own business, I could juggle this, I could do this. But the reality of it all is this: we're both entrepreneurs. I'm an entrepreneur, he's an entrepreneur. There's no difference in either one of us. He's been an entrepreneur a little bit longer than I have from a full-time perspective. However, it can be overwhelming for the both of us. So if you're not looking and seeing or communicating, right, effectively in your home as a family, he would have never known that I was, you know, feeling overwhelmed. And I would have never known that he was feeling overwhelmed, right? So we had to balance that out and be able to say, okay, these are the days for her. These are the days for Ray, you know, my son, our oldest son. And then we balance it out. We homeschool both. And homeschool is challenging. And homeschool is a lot. But there's so much reward in it at the same time. And so homeschooling your family, being married, having a family, all of those things require being intentional. Everything that I listed there, I could really go on literally all night long, all day long about being intentional and being in your home, because there's just so many different variables that are included in home success. But I don't have much time and I don't want to bore you guys, right? So we're going to stop there. But I do want you to give me any information that you could possibly have on what your idea of home success is. I love, 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 love to receive your voice messages. If you're listening on anchor.fm, you have the ability to leave a voice message for me in connection to this podcast. And that voice message can be played in my next podcast as an answer, like a Q&A of some sorts. I would love to do that with you guys. So if you have any questions or if you just want to add to the second power of intentional success being home success, or the first power of intentional success, which is self-success, self-care, I would love to answer any questions or even just have a segment maybe that we can just highlight some of the questions in the comments that I've received and you guys have left me, because they make my heart smile, because this is such a challenge for me, of course, to do this. But on top of it, it's just, it's amazing the technology that we have in this day and age and what it can do. It can change lives. It can shift minds. It can help individuals like you and me live an intentional lifestyle. And that is my purpose. Like, that's what I'm about. And I'm so blessed and so honored to be able to do this every week with you guys. It's like, it's really kind of... It's my own therapy. I know this sounds weird because I'm supposed to be helping you out, right? But it helps me. Me speaking out loud the blessings that God has given me, the trials, the tribulations that I've encountered, the different things and the mistakes and the learning. I'm very transparent with this podcast. So I really don't hold anything back. So whatever I say to you, I'm saying because I've experienced it, and I don't hold it in. I don't say, well, I've always done this regimen for my home and my home is so perfect. No, I start off by saying, listen, I didn't do this. Listen, I didn't sit at the table and listen to my husband like I should initially. I was too worried about the success of my business, but I learned that the success of my home would make my business successful. I hope someone out there in podcast land receives that nugget, that jewel that I just dropped, because I'm telling you guys, I dissected my life and discovered 7 powers of intentional success that all have actions. And all of those actions lead to the success of my business, to the success of my life, to the success of my family. So, again, I think I tried to end this podcast earlier, but we're going to try one more time. Thank you guys so much for staying tuned, especially past this horrible voice of mine. I'm getting over those flu symptoms that have plagued Georgia. It has been absolutely insane, but I'm so glad that I am better. And regardless if I was sick, dry mouth, whatever the case may be, I would still be every week giving you guys an episode, because that's what I said I would do in order to make your life more intentional as well as my own. So you guys help me out with this just as much as you guys are saying that I help you. And I appreciate every single one of you. I continue to pray for you guys. Even before I say my podcast, I pray for whoever's listening and who will ever receive something. You know, hopefully you will receive something from this. And I hope to see you the next episode so that we can discover the 3rd power of intentional success. So I'll see you next Thursday, guys. Same time, same place. Remember, a life fulfilled is a life done intentionally. Take care.